Welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 13.
Sure. That's what I thought too.
I'm Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
Hi.
And this week we're doing Rush by Eve Silver. So the way we came into doing this book is it was one that was sitting on Mariah's shelf. So Mariah read it yesterday, and she was reading and realized she may have read it already. Or it was really predictable.
I'm not really sure. I got a lot of it right, but then there was one thing I was so sure about that didn't happen, and I was like, oh, maybe I didn't read this book.
Or she read the second one or something. So do you want to do the quick summary?
Okay, sure. So, we meet a female character named Miki. She is 16 years old. She's going to high school. Everything seems fine and dandy. And I didn't read the, like, synopsis thingy. So I was like, oh, I guess this is just, like, a high school romance. Like, that's what the first chapter's first few pages felt like. It's just, you know, girls looking at boys. And I was like, oh, no, that's what we're reading. And then she gets hit by a car. And dies. And I was like, okay, not just a typical high school romance, something else. And so she dies, and she ends up in this place called the lobby.
The lobby.
And there's all these other kids there, and she's like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, you'll see. And basically what is going on is that the aliens called the Drow have invaded Earth. And the committee, which is this otherworldly species thing, I don't really understand, have basically enlisted teenagers who die to fight the Drow and stop them from invading Earth.
Yeah.
And so she's now enlisted and has to fight the Drow. And once they succeed in their missions, they all get to go back to their regular lives. And so even though they did die, they're kind of like, their deaths are put on pause and they get to continue living life.
Yeah.
They just kind of, like, blip out, go to fight some aliens, and then they blip back. And there is a romance. There is the leader of her team who are fighting the aliens. His name is Jackson, and she basically, like, crushes on him throughout the whole book. That's really all I have to say about that. Yeah, we'll get into it, but you need to know that he's there. And I thought, oh, there might be a little bit of a love triangle with some other characters.
But it turned out not to be.
It turned out not to be, but I was like, that seemed like where it's going. They're really...
I really thought it was going to, and then it like, shut it down really fast.
It did.
Yeah, so overall thoughts on the book? I didn't love it.
I was going to say you go first.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't love it. I read it, and then I was like, hey, I didn't care for this, but you have to read it because I want to talk about it.
Well, it was so predictable. Like, insanely. I'll tell you at what point I realized I think I've read this, because it was a really weird part. But everything was like, girl... So, for example, when she arrives in the lobby and they're, like, half explaining what's going on, I was like, clearly I know what's going on. It was so obvious to me. And she was like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, idiot. And I also didn't... The thing I struggled with this in particular is that it was clear to me that the author was leaving her confused to try to, like, keep us on suspense.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's give them only half the details. And I was like, you're only doing this... to not tell us until next chapter, where, like, the things that they were explaining to her made sense. They just were like, it's too hard to explain. Like, no, it's not. Like, once they explained it, it was like, doy! So it was clear, like, it just wasn't...
They were being deliberately vague as opposed to...
For our sake, not for her sake, and I didn't like that.
Yes. Yeah, because she actually was pretty capable.
Yeah, she was super smart. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And she would figure things out a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, they just wouldn't explain anything to her. And I was like, these things can be explained. Just explain it.
Maybe they're 16. They don't have words. They don't know words yet.
They weren't all 16. One of them was 19. He has words.
So it opens as Mariah discussed, with this, like, very typical teenage girls gossiping about boys scene. And then she, like, hears her name in her head, like, someone calling her name, and she's like, that's weird. And then she sees this little deaf girl. And, like, I found it a little odd that they, like, were like, oh, yeah, that's this person's sister who's deaf. Everyone knows this little girl is deaf. She can't hear the car. It's gonna hit her.
It was very convenient.
Yeah.
Very convenient way to kill her off pretty quickly.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It could have just been, like, a kid just runs out into the road. I don't know. But no, it was like, no, it's the deaf girl. Who was, like, not relevant.
No, after that, she's gone.
Yeah.
Whoop, gone.
For some reason, I have a note that says she's 5'6" and has dark hair. So I assume they told us her exact height.
They did. I don't remember when or why, but they did.
And, yeah, so she's... Her mom's side is Japanese, and she has blue eyes, which is odd.
I did think that. I said, that feels unlikely, because I have a friend who's not Japanese, but Filipino, and when I took my bio class, he asked me, will my children have blue eyes? Figure out the genetic capability, and I was like, basically, no. Unless someone in your family or your wife's family have a blue... whatever, what is it called, non-dominant allele, that's just been sticking around for generations and generations. And then you also have, like, you both have to have this non-dominant blue.
Yeah.
It's very unlikely.
Yeah. But they actually sort of explain that later, I think.
They do.
So, yeah, she, there's a dude running laps who is Luca.
Yeah.
Now, my mother has a thing.
About, against the name Luca?
No. About how whoever the reader is introduced to first.
That's who they like.
That's who the primary love interest is.
I wanted her to be with Luca.
I did too! And, I'm like, okay, well, technically...
They introduced Luke Jackson first.
Because he's...
The voice.
The voice in her head. Spoiler alert. But, yeah, it just, like... And then I feel like it's almost deliberately setting up this love triangle that it then never pays off.
Never pays off.
So...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
I understand, because I was like, Luke is better.
Yeah. So, yeah. There's this guy, Luca, running. I wrote, his name's Luka Vujic.
Okay.
I pictured Luca as Asian for some reason this whole time.
I probably pictured him as my cousin, because I have a cousin named Luca. Who is white, because I am white.
It's weird that... Okay. That, okay. All right, I just have to reassess my whole perception of Luca.
Luca to me is also a very Italian name, because my family is Italian and they named him Luca.
Okay. There's a lot of way, like, Luca is in no way an Asian name. I don't know why I went there. I just did. They describe Luca as being, like, gorgeous and smart, because, like, all her friends are talking about this boy.
Yeah.
But also about this new guy that just showed up in school.
They're boy crazy.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah. Also, her name's Miki Jones.
Because her dad's not Asian.
Oh, it's her dad's side?
Well, she would get her last name from her dad.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, you've logicked this out. I just, like, the whole time I also pictured the dad as Asian.
But they say she's half Japanese.
I know. I just am stupid. And her last name is Jones, like... Alright, don't worry about me. Okay, oh, but Luca's there, too, when she gets hit by the truck.
Yeah, he is.
He's just, like, really close. Does he also get hit?
He does.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah. They both, and she thinks he's dead, because his eyes are open.
Yeah. And then they both blip into the lobby.
Yeah. So before we blip, going back to the girls and the boy crazy, because this was the first chapter, and this was my cheesiest line. It's already happening.
Wow! It's already happening?
Yeah. Let's just say his guns ought to be licensed.
Oh, see, and that just, like, it just makes it, like, a caricature of girls being boy crazy.
Yeah. And they bring up that sentence again. It's not the last time it's gonna be said.
Oh, no.
They're talking about Jackson. No. They've seen the mystery boy at school, and one of the girls says, let's just say, his guns ought to be licensed.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. And so then they appear in the lobby, and then she's like, there's this guy with brown hair and high chiseled cheekbones. He's so beautiful. And it's like, okay, well, he must be the new kid, Jackson, because that's the only people that we've talked about. Like, we talked about Luca and this new kid, Jackson, in this first little bit, and all these random girls that don't matter, but you can tell they don't matter.
Yes.
Yeah, he like explains to her that she has this watch that has her health on it. So Jackson is the leader. Luca is there.
Also there. Does Luca know that she's about to get pulled into the game? No. He's just like, I'm going to save her life.
Yes.
And then, darn, she's here with me.
And then he doesn't...
never even questions it.
Yeah, then he's just like, wow, you're here. Cool. Nifty. Like...
I feel like I'd be upset for her.
Yeah.
Like, oh no!
You're here in this shitty...
I mean, I guess on the other side, she lived, like she would have died.
Yeah.
If she hadn't gotten into the...
But it's also like Luca then would have like, he kind of tried to save her and then, I don't know. I feel like he could have had more interesting feelings about this, but he was just like, oh, hey. And then there's two other characters, Tyrone and Rochelle.
Yeah. The only thing I remember about her describing them was that Tyrone looks like he's an adult.
Yeah, is he black?
I don't know.
Okay. I pictured him black. Don't know if that's just the name or if they ever said anything about that.
They didn't say anything, I don't think. She just said there was another boy and he looked much older.
Okay.
And I was like, I bet he's a kid. I bet he's a teenager, and she just can't assess their ages.
And Rochelle is redhead?
Sure. I don't remember. Okay. I imagined her really tiny.
Okay.
I guess she's in gymnastics.
Yeah, I imagined her small as well, actually. Mm-hmm.
So now they're in the lobby, and she's like, where am I? And they're like, somewhere.
Don't worry about it. I know you just died in a car accident, but we're just going to keep you in the dark.
It's easier to see than to believe.
Yeah, I don't know about that trope, like, to be like, you have to see this to believe it, especially when it's, like, a life-threatening situation.
Yes.
Like, that just seems really dangerous.
Yes.
I think I would put, like, a little bit more effort into explaining it.
Yes. And literally, like, I need to emphasize, they do not explain, like, they give her, like, one-word responses, they're like... Oh, you know, we're gonna go back.
See some guys.
My comment was, well, but the other thing was, even though they weren't explaining anything, I was like way more.
You knew?
Yeah. Like I was on, I don't know, like, it's not like I knew it was gonna be aliens because it says in the, because after the first chapter, I went back and read the synopsis and I was like, oh, there's gonna be aliens. So maybe I was like, girl, it's going to be aliens.
You idiot. Did you not read the synopsis?
Read the synopsis of your life. But I was just like, I felt like not only were they not giving her enough information, she was like not picking anything they were giving her. She was not picking it up. And I was like, there was things that I was like, girl, you're about to go battle things. Girl, you're dead. And she was like, am I dead? They're like, you're clearly dead.
Okay, but that is, like, hard to...
I guess so.
...to conceptualize when you're alive, and people are like, you're dead.
I just remember thinking, if I was dead, I would be like, okay, let's go.
All right.
I have other comments.
Okay.
The other comment that was important was that everyone's eyes were blue.
Yeah.
And I was like, first off, why are you noticing that?
That's like important.
When you meet new people, what color are your eyes? Like, yesterday I met Billy Bob, he has green eyes.
Yeah, it is. Maybe it's just like weird. And if Tyrone is black, that might be weird.
Maybe.
To be like, okay, why is his eye the same color as redhead and this other dude, but not Jackson because he has sunglasses?
I just wrote. It's weird that she notices that they have blue eyes, and I thought, I think it's weird that they have, that...
All of them have blue eyes?
That she thinks it's, no, not even that, just like, that it's something that she's commenting on. This feels irrelevant, you're dead! Yeah. You're about to go battle monsters. Becomes really irrelevant later, I guess.
But it, yeah, Yeah, I understand.
But I was like, if this is the reason, later we find out why they all have blue eyes. And I was like, I think it should have been something more obvious or something. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. So she sees like other teams in her peripherals, but like, I don't know. She just is like, they're there. And then when I look, they're not there.
And she asks Jackson and he's like, oh, I don't know.
Which is what Jackson says to everything in that exact tone. So Mariah, get ready to make that sound every time she asks Jackson a question. Yeah, so actually, I have two. It looks like I have two lines that I was like, these are stupid.
All right. Chapter two. Here we go.
One of them was that Jackson or someone was like, oh, I see you're proficient in the way of the sword. Because she did kendo. And I'm like, it's probably a joke. But still, it sounded so corny and terrible.
That does sound corny.
And then she said, mess with me and I'll mess right back.
I almost wrote that one down because I was like, oh, come on. I feel like that's a song. Mess with me and I'll mess you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's it is just a song. Like, totally. What's that song?
Isn't it just like a
oh,
cheer?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. At like baseball games.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going alien hunting and they're like, don't look in the eyes of the drow. Because it'll cause you pain and you'll
see, like, but they don't say that. They don't look in their eyes. They don't say why. So stupid.
Because when she does, she almost dies. Why wouldn't you tell her? So stupid. Okay, you guys can't see, but Ryan was like crying. I'm crying. Yeah, also, Jackson doesn't normally protect new recruits, but he does for Miki.
It's so clear he always protects them! Such a stupid book! We forgot to talk about how they find out their scores. We forgot about the points, but we never had to. Never mind. Cut this out. It comes later.
Yeah, it's not that much later.
Okay.
Yeah, so now they're in Vegas. Oh. They got pulled. They get points for hits. There's a bonus for timeliness.
Yeah, and during this part, she thought the guy was just saying random stuff. I'm like, clearly he's not. Why would he be like, let's play a game where when we kill the aliens, we create a point system for ourselves just to enjoy it more?
Okay, she like just she has to rapidly bond with Rochelle in this moment because reasons. So yeah, Rochelle's a cheerleader. She's on the bottom, which is not what her mom wants her to be. Sometimes I think I'm so busy trying to make my mom proud, doing exactly what she wants me to do, I forget to do anything for me. That's what Rochelle says, which is a weird thing to say when you've just met someone.
And then Mickey's response is, I don't have that problem, my mom's dead. Which is how we find out her mom's dead.
Which is such a weird thing to talk about on your way to kill aliens when you've just died. And she has an eagle tattoo?
Yes, to represent her mom.
What?
I don't know. Courage, I think. Bravery, I can't remember.
And then Jackson is like, this isn't social time after they've had this weird bonding moment.
Okay. Wait. So I have a question about this scene because he says that. And then Rochelle does this cheer and she spells out J-K-E-R. And she's like, fill in the rest. And I don't know what we're supposed to be filling in.
Jerk.
Jerk!
Mariah.
That doesn't even fill anything in. Except for, I spelled it wrong. Why did she do it that order?
Because it's, she goes JK and then you put the ER in the middle. Oh. You fill in with the ER.
I see.
Or RE or something.
Yeah, yeah. She went JK, ER.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't understand. Jakur. And I thought we needed to put like lots of other letters in. So I was like, Jack, Urgle.
Wow. Wow.
I had to know because I was so confused.
All right. I thought that was not that hard. So they run for an hour to acclimate to the shift.
Yes.
And reach optimum performance.
Yes.
And then someone explains that they hunted, the drow hunted them on an ancient planet that they were from. And so, I'm like, this isn't social time.
No, but also.
So it's in your genes to fear them?
Yeah. But it also is revealing to her that she's an alien.
At this stage in the plot, when she needs it. Like, what a weird place to put this in.
Yeah.
Especially, like, they reveal this, and then they're like,
now let's go.
But they don't want to tell her that why she shouldn't look in the eyes of the thing. And they're like, yeah, this planet has two suns. Don't worry about it. It's so, oh, it's so weird. And then Jackson gives her, like, this little pep talk, like, come on, you can do it. Kill aliens, or you'll die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... the aliens look like just I don't know how you picture them. They're just like really bright people with like spooky eyeballs.
I just pictured strands of light.
What was that? Holy smokes.
I forgot that they had eyes. I just was like, they're little people. I mean, no, big. I imagine big, like, blocks of light that would move across the room really fast.
Oh my god.
They were square. Like, no, more rectangle, I guess, because they were tall and skinny.
Okay, that's not what they looked like. That's just Mariah's interpretation. Oh my god. We're like chapter 5.
It's okay, I stopped taking gum. No, I did write. I just didn't do notes for all my chapters.
So the way they fight them is they have these cylinders. That like have a black hole in them and they just suck the alien in.
I guess so.
I just was picturing like a tin can or a flashlight and they just like hold it up and they're like zoop.
That's what I pictured too. Except for I wrote in this part, she's like trying to use it and they didn't teach her how, so she's not doing it well. She's like pointing the cylinder, but nothing's happening. But then she just figures it out.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the spooky eyes look at her, and I just wrote the word, like, liquid disco ball, and it, like, makes her feel pain, and she just, like, cowers and dies.
Well, no.
And
feels
then,
like she's dying.
Yeah. And then she, like, so she's, like, trying to get the thing to work, and she's like, you're going down, as she's, like, actively dying and can't figure out how to work the cylinder thing. And, yeah, and then she just starts killing, like, a lot of them, and she's, like, good at it. And the line, I exhale a breath I hadn't realized I was holding, appears, which is, like, the most common line.
Really?
It's, like, okay, maybe you don't, I don't know. It's, like, really common line to just be, to have a breath you didn't know you were holding.
Interesting. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah. which is, so that was a sin on this book. So Rochelle died, shockingly. And then...
And then Jackson's like, 30 seconds, we're blipping back.
And then they go back, and she's just back in front of the truck with Luca.
But instead of getting hit, they don't get hit.
Yeah. And the deaf girl does not get hit
no
either.
No one gets hit. They yeah. all survive.
Yeah. And then they're all like, shh, we can't talk about it.
So she's like, Luca, let's talk. I need to, like, know what happened. Yeah. And Luca's, like, avoiding her.
Mm-hmm. And so then her dad just comes to get her. And I literally wrote, is there going to be a Luca-Jackson love triangle? Because I vote Luca.
I didn't write when I figured it out. I just put, I started keeping tabs on what Luca was doing. Because yeah. I was like, this feels like there's going to be one.
Yeah.
There's also Luca. She notices his eyes aren't blue in the real world anymore.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crazy town. I also said, someone says, you're not normal to her. And like, there's this moment where everyone's like,
how dare you say such things?
And I was like, what the heck, man? You know how many times people don't call me people call me weird? Like,
I think because it's implying because her mom died, she's not normal.
I guess so. Because it was something about the way she was reacting yeah. to the whole incident, which they didn't know why she was reacting the way she was.
Yeah, like she just had like a whole other thing that yeah. happened, not just.
But I just was, she talks about how much she loves her friends, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
They don't know what friendship means if they can't say something. Like,
if they can't call you not normal.
There is something happening with your relationships because you're not being honest with them about something and they're not. Like, no, you're not being 100%. You're each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is not good, girl. You need better friends, which doesn't really come into it. I just had that as a comment.
Yeah. Yeah. So later she's like at home and she's like trying to mentally deal with all the things that happened to her. And then Carly comes and her dad goes fishing. Carly's her best friend.
Yes.
Carly sucks.
I know. That's what I, like, you're like, she's your best friend and, like, this is how you guys treat each other? I don't know.
Her dad has, like, a drinking problem and it's not really relevant.
And this is when I thought, I think I've read this book. When she was counting the beer cans that her dad had drank the night before, I was like, I think I've read this. Like, the counting process really jarred my memory.
That's odd.
Yeah, right? You think that's the aliens really... or the
anything else?
Like, a lot has happened. And then I was like, I remember that she counted her dad's beer cans.
But maybe it's just, like, a thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
She gets Luca's number, and she, like, texts him, and he's like, no, we stay, I can't talk about it. Then she has breakfast with her dad and realizes Rochelle, like, is actually dead. And like, she's a real person and is dead.
Yes.
And she's been dead for 7 months, so, like, whatever thing Rochelle had yes. happened to her,
like,
she blipped out. Yeah.
And I remember that happened, and I was like, duh, that's what happened, and she's like, how did that happen? Where's Rochelle? What happened to her? I'm like, clearly she just died when she was meant to die.
Yeah.
Goodness, girl.
Yeah, so she calls Luca a bunch, and then she goes for a run, and then Jackson is just there, and then...
They go for a run together.
Yeah.
And he wears that. This is when he wears the ugly sunglasses.
Oh, yeah?
And I think it was purposely mentioned because, like, yeah, he was wearing, like, attractive sunglasses before.
And now he's
switched to unattractive wraparound sunglasses as they go for this run.
Mm. Maybe they don't, like, shift around as much when you do. Maybe
probably.
Maybe that's the point of sports sunglasses.
Do they have the band? Is he wearing the band?
I don't know.
All I wrote about this running situation, I'm sure lots happened, but I just commented that, oh, clearly she likes him more than Luca. She hasn't, she mm-hmm. says when she's like with Luca, she's like, oh, it's safe, it's secure.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's with
Jackson,
she like thinks he's Ooh. About to put his lips on my water bottle and I put my lips on my water bottle. Oh, fuck, we're kissing. She doesn't go as far to say that, but
yeah,
she gets flustered thinking that his lips are going to take the place her lips touched.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He gives her answers, kind
but
of.
Not really. Yeah, so Luca shows up and immediately gets friend-zoned. And like...
Well, she's left Jackson.
She's left Jackson.
She's back home.
And then Luca comes. And so, yeah, Jackson has given her some answers. And then Luca's like, I'll help you give answers, but I can't really... Like, I know that it's scary for you, blah, blah, blah. And so he's, like, being a really nice guy. And then she, like, reveals that his mom died when they were in grade 4 or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, you guys have things in common. Like, not that that's, like, a great thing to have in common, but, like...
But you understand each other.
Yeah. Why are you so attracted to Jackson?
I know.
And then Carly sees her, like, touching Luca or something, and then Carly's all pissed at her for some reason, even though Oh, no, because Carly likes Luca? But Carly's acting like she likes Jackson.
Yes. Carly, she has called dibs on Jackson.
Because Carly thinks that she likes Luca.
She thinks that...
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't really remember why she gets this decision. Like, something about how Luca saved...
Oh, saved her from...
Her from the car, and then she's like, I want to talk to Luca. And Luke, she's like, oh, I know, because he's so cute, right? And she's like, that's not why Miki wants to do it. She just wants to do it because she's like, I need answers, but I don't have Luca's phone number. And Carly's like, oh, you need to talk to him because you like him.
Mm. So, okay, technically Carly has reason to believe, but it's still like, just talk to each other.
Yeah.
And I get that Miki's like, I don't want to talk to you about which boy I like because I actually have other things that's going on.
She also can't tell her that she likes Jackson because technically she hasn't met Jackson in Carly's world.
Yes.
It's very complicated.
Yeah.
But before they get into that, she blips again.
Yeah. And now they only have four people.
Because Michelle's dead. But they're shocked.
Yeah. And they're like, normally we get somebody. But they'd had someone die just before Miki showed up. And he was an asshole.
Yeah. They don't mention his name. They just say he likes to... Because then the scoreboard comes up. And she finds out, oh, they really were keeping score.
Yeah.
And they talk about how if you get 1,000 points, you might get to leave. You might be free.
Yeah.
And so that boy who died would always steal points from them and stuff like that.
And so he was, like, cocky and...
Yeah. But they did not like him being on his team.
Jackson's points are really low because he always, like, gives points to other people.
Yes. But he's not a team player. Which he says over and over.
Yeah. And then there's tension between Luca and Jackson.
Yes. And considering later, there's, like... Later, there's no love triangle. Like, it just, nothing happens. But in this chapter, they're so huffy and so macho and so, like, they both want to be with Miki. I'm like, I don't understand. When later, nothing, like, literally nothing happens.
So there's a point here when they're being huffy with each other where Miki's like, are they being huffy because of me? And then she's like, maybe not. Maybe it's just their own thing. And I was like, wow, a girl that thinks that maybe boys are just being stupid for, like... other reasons.
So why were they being stupid?
I don't know why they're being like, stupid. I can't fathom why they were being stupid.
If it's not because of her, then why? Because they're also friends.
Yeah.
And like later they hang out like buddy-buddy and nothing's wrong. I'm like, why now? And they didn't have any problems the first time around. I had problems with this.
Yeah. They just to be tension for like no reason.
This is when I say, she should clearly pick Luca. I pick Luca. He's not shady, and he doesn't seem to enjoy keeping things from her.
Yeah! Maybe that's why Luca was pissy with him, is because, like, Jackson was like, don't tell anyone anything, and then Jackson just went and told Miki things. And Luca's like, if you can do it, why can't I do it?
Maybe.
Yeah, Tyrone is like, this is weird that we got pulled so soon after the last one. It's weird that we don't have a fifth person. And he's sad about Rochelle. And
like really sad.
Yeah.
My only other comment I had for this chapter was, if you can get out, they say, oh, at 1,000 points you can get out. That's the rumor. And I was like, who started the rumor? They don't talk to anyone else. Yeah. They don't see the other teams. If that's the rumor, you guys created it. So stupid. Use sense. And Jackson, who is the only one who seems to know what's going on, is like, no, that's not real. You don't get out. I'm like, oh!
Well, then he's the only one who has information, so.
But it's probably a rumor. Probably right. The rumor you must have created since none of them see the other teams. It's so stupid. Anyways.
Yeah. So now they're in the cave. They're in these caves. And the aliens don't want humans to know that they're on their planet yet. And there's... I wrote glow stick related cave flirting, and I don't know what that means.
Well, he says, everyone's going to get a glow stick except for Miki. Mm-hmm. And then she says, why not me? I want a glow stick. And he says, I need to keep you close. And then she thinks, is it because he wants me close? Or is it because he thinks I'm going to kill myself?
Yeah. Yeah.
He also doesn't take off his sunglasses when...
In the dark. I was like, have we seen him without sunglasses? And then I realized we have not.
And I said, I think he might be the drow, but I'm not sure because I'm also very sure I've read this book. I do remember when I read the beer thing, I really didn't know it was coming. But it was like...
But once it...
Every page, every, like, further I'd get, more blanks would be filled in. Mm. And that's where I started to go, am I reading this? Because I've, like...
Have I read
it? I really don't know if I read it or not. I'm really not sure.
Yeah, so Jackson and Luca also have a little... They're like, she goes with me. No, she goes with me.
The other thing I said about this part is they're, like, kind of arguing with each other and saying... And, like... Luca basically calls him out, like, you don't care about Jackson, calls out Jackson, you don't care about anybody but yourself. And I was like, what?
He's literally just shown to be...
The only, like, he's given points to all of you guys, like...
And also, they're friends.
I know. Like,
allegedly friends.
He says every man for himself, mm-hmm. but clearly his actions show, I will protect all of you before myself. So why are you even mad at him? I think it's stupid. Jackson should just be like, yeah, we're team.
Yeah.
Don't say every man for yourself. But, like, also, he isn't every man for himself. He protects them all. I didn't understand. Like, Luca, duh. Like,
yeah. So then Tyrone and Jackson have maps. Luca and Miki can't be together.
Yes.
And so then Miki's like, oh, Jackson and Luca are angry right now, so I'll go with Jackson. Giving her, like, a great logical reason to do that.
Yes.
So then they do that. And then the lights go out and they get grabbed or Miki gets grabbed. And then the next chapter, it's like, it was Jackson. It was just Jackson that grabbed her to like, cause something was coming or something.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they fight and he says, I think I like you, but I think it's like in a platonic because she does a good fight.
Oh yeah. Again, she said, I couldn't tell. Does he like me or does yeah. he like think I'm good at this?
Broad shoulders, lean hips, honey gold hair in ragged layers almost to his shoulders.
It says, oh wow, I didn't notice that description. No. He also forces her to like come up with things rather than telling her what to do. And I was like, why is he doing this?
It's so like...
It's like consistently she's like, clearly he wants me to get the right answer. I'm like, why doesn't he just tell her? I don't understand. She also at this point compares... The drow to she talks about how the drow are they talk about how they're competitive and then she compares it to like the space race and then he's like so are the drow like humans she's like says clearly this is a very important thing for him to want me to answer. I'm like why are they humans? I'm like so it never actually gets explained why that mattered. Like she talks about how important it was that she answers right or wrong and
it was just a weird thing.
It was just a weird thing that never gets brought up again. Also, they talk more about how they're aliens. And again, it's just like, she doesn't...
That's like, not an issue for her.
No, like, she's like, cool, yep, I have alien genes. It's fine. Like,
sounds legit, yeah.
You'd think that she would just be like, you know, at least sit back and be like, whoa.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, and then they almost kiss.
Yeah.
And for Jackson, he's like, the game is kind of like a rush for him.
Yes, that's what he says to get through it. Like,
yeah. And then they have, like, they rest and, like, cuddle in this cave in the dark. And he gives her a history of the drow while they're just cuddling. It's just a weird...
Yeah. Is anything about the drow important? Not really.
I don't think so. I wrote he gives a history of the drow as if it would matter. I think your stuff about them just being aliens.
Yeah, destroying planets.
Yeah. Yeah, so she sleeps and then wakes up and then she's, like, mad at him again for some reason.
I don't remember why.
Oh, he says a thing like, it's easier to see if you believe it, about, like, what's coming or what they're going to be facing. And, yeah, and that's stupid. And then he's like, the drow don't communicate with each other. Like
with other pods.
Yeah, of drow. Yeah. And that's, like, the advantage that they have as humans.
Yes. So the drow that are still alive don't know that the other drow that they've been killing are dead.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, no, so then she wonders if they're really evil.
Yes.
And then...
I remember that moment.
Yeah, and then Jackson somehow shows his arm and it's all, like, messed up from being attacked yes. outside the game.
Yes, because he's proving to her that they are evil. He's like, look what they do. They came for me.
And then she's hit, but she's fine. I wrote she's hit at the end of a chapter, and then I wrote she's fine in the next one.
Because it probably ended, right?
Like, yeah.
You're going like, oh,
it got me.
And then you're then like, is fine. She okay? And then she just is fine.
Yeah. So there's a
bunch. What chapter are you on?
Sorry, chapter 16. It goes 15, 17, so.
I also skipped 16. I skipped 17 and 18. I think nothing important happens. I was also just going to say, like, at this point, while they were talking about the drow. Oh, the other thing that's revealed is he's like, she killed them all. Like, all the drow are dead, and she gets injured. And then when she wakes up, he's like, you should have left one alive for me to interrogate. And she's like, do they talk? And he's like, no.
Don't worry about it, though. And I like, would talk to them, though.
I'm like, come on. It's so obvious that he has the eyes of the drow. It's funny how I knew they had eyes, but I never imagined them with eyes. I'm like, it's so obvious. Like, clearly, girl. Like, what do you think? And then I wrote, why doesn't he do a better job of hiding them? Like, why has no one questioned him yet?
Yeah, so then they come upon this thing, and there's, like, just a bunch of human girls laying.
In hospital beds.
Yeah, and so it's all these human shells.
Well, they say, Jackson basically says, like, kill them.
Yeah.
And she's like, stop! Don't kill them!
They're human people. Yeah, so, and then I'm like, if they just freaking told her what was coming, she wouldn't be freaking out right now and fucking this up for you.
Yes, like, they're trying to hurry, and she's like, fighting them, resisting them.
Yeah, she's like, stop killing the girls. And it's just like, oh.
It's like, start with what they are. Be like, hey, these are alien drones.
Yeah.
They don't have brains. Look, we'll show you. Cut one head off and be like, see, look.
No brain.
No brain. Now go and kill the others.
Yeah.
But they don't do that.
No, they just wait for her to come, and then she freaks out, and then they're like, stop freaking out. Oh my God, why are you freaking out?
Maybe it's because they're all boys. So anyways, they kill all the girls, and then...
Yeah, and so I actually literally, when you're like, maybe it's because they're boys, I wrote, she's proven quite capable. Men. Just, it was at this exact moment, apparently both of us were like, freaking men. Think we can't handle killing human shells. Yeah, so then he goes to kill the original that they're...
Which is a real human.
Yes.
Yes.
And no, it's not.
It is. It is. But it,
no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because he's done this three times.
Yeah.
Killed shells, but this is finally the actual original?
No.
Killed three originals. It was his sister every time, wasn't it?
This was a different girl.
No, this was his sister.
No, it wasn't his sister that he killed.
This was his sister.
No, we'll have to relook at it. It said, they walked in and she's like, it's a girl, but it didn't look like the other girls.
No, this girl looked like the other girl.
No!
No, this girl... Why would they have some rando original and then just copies of his sister outside?
Because he already killed his sister, so now they've gotten a new girl.
No. It's his sister.
No!
It is!
We have to go get the book.
No, okay, it's his sister, because she sees it, and then she later is like, oh, that's your sister because they look the same.
But she's already seen it. She didn't need to see the original.
Why would there be clones of the sister and then some rando girl?
I thought that was stupid, too.
No, they have copies of the sister.
No, a girl in there with someone else.
No! Okay. Yours is possible. Mine is possible. We're just going to leave it. But yeah, that's... Anyway, spoiler alert. But yeah, at this point, she makes him take off his sunglasses.
She pulls them off his face, yeah. Actually. And his eyes are like the drow.
And he has spooky eyes. And so yeah, then they go back. So then they blip back because they did what they needed to do. And then she asks Luca some questions, and I'm like, the questions she's asking Luca should make Luca very suspicious.
Which he never gets.
And he's not suspicious.
Doesn't she ask, like, about Jackson's sunglasses?
Yeah,
and
she's like, have you ever seen his eyes? And, like, and apparently they're friends. Like, yeah, and then she, like, hugs Luca, and she's like, wow, just, like, hugging a friend. third paragraph where she's just like, yep, this is such a good friend hug that we're having.
Which is when we discover the end of the love triangle, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, chapter 17, Carly calls her a skank for stealing her man.
Yes, because Carly reveals that she saw Miki at the park with Jackson the day they went running.
Yeah.
So she's like, you're two-timing, you go to the park with Jackson and then you take groceries in with Luca? You bitch!
You filthy! Yeah. And, yeah, then she's like, the girls looked like Jackson.
So then she's like, I don't know, this was where I was like, have I read this? And I was like, is Jackson in on it? I got very confused. Is Jackson in on it?
Yeah, and then he comes into her room at night, and it, like, kind of creepily. And they talk about books. Oh, and she asks him if he's, like, a shell for a drow. Yeah,
and then he shows her his belly button, which is how to know.
Yeah.
Be suspicious of people who won't go to the beach.
Yeah, and then he's like, we have alien genes, and...
So he's basically just saying, I'm a superior alien mm-hmm. who happens to have the same colored eyes as the drow. And likely because they have, like, you know, had a... The type of alien they are could breed with the light beams. And it happened, and the gray eyes got passed down to Jackson. Mm-hmm. Why would the light beam people have sex with other people?
No, I especially, like, wouldn't that be, like, humans having sex with, like, cattle?
Yeah, except for the aliens that came to Earth also had humans with us. I mean, babies with humans.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know. She also then wonders, maybe all the drow aren't bad if one of them was willing to have sex with whatever kind of alien I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so then she dreams of the whole thing with Jackson's sister, Lizzie, who... died in this car accident and then was like, we're gonna get pulled together and then
it'll be fine, we're gonna live.
Yeah, and then they got pulled together, him and his sister, and then his sister died somehow.
And he says, it's my fault.
Yeah.
So she wakes up like, wow, that was creepy.
Yep, that was a weird dream. And then she has a confrontation with her dad because he lied about the drinking, like he left out 2 bottles but had actually had like 7 or something.
Yes, which is the first time he lied. He used to just tell her and now he's lying. I don't know. It was, like, it felt like this thing, and I was like, why are you even, why does this matter?
Yeah.
I guess if there's a sequel, it might become more important, but, like, why all of a sudden did he decide to start lying to her?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why it's even relevant.
It was at this time where I was like, Carly's gonna get pulled. I maybe read the sequel because I was so sure she was gonna get pulled. She doesn't.
Yeah, spoiler. So they kind of, like, her and Carly kind of make up, but it's still, like, awkward between
them.
Yes. Yeah, and then, so Jackson, like, walks into their English class, because he's in it now or something.
Yes, because he's transferred to their school.
What? Hadn't he already transferred them?
But it's been, like, the weekend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It started on Friday, and now it's the first Monday.
Yeah, and she's like, wow, he looks so hot in his sunglasses indoors.
And the teacher asks, take off your sunglasses, and she's like, what's he gonna do?
Yeah, and he's like, I have a medical condition.
And then he doesn't take off the sunglasses.
Yeah, and then they, like, he leaves a book on her roof, and I was like, okay, he reads. Yeah. Maybe he's not
he reads, he's, and he specifically gives her a book she wants to read, which yeah. I guess is nice. But also around this time, she says that she doesn't want to like him because what's behind his sunglasses? And I was like, he has just told you that it's nothing. Like, girl. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, she says, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But she also has believed the thing that he's just a super being of yeah. their kind. But she's like, I don't know if I should be with him because of what's behind. If you believe him, why are you worried? You should be more worried about his character traits and personality.
Yeah.
Which are also bad.
Maybe she's sketched out because he's, like, kind of part alien and also kind of
yeah, but
working.
So is she.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're the same part alien.
Yeah, so then here, in chapter 20, it's like, oh yeah, Luca and Jackson just hang out IRL and are friends.
Which doesn't really make a lot of sense either.
It literally just, like...
They both just moved to this town from other towns. Like, did they both live in the other town before?
Like, no, Luca has been here a little while.
No, he just got back. Yeah. From a year being away.
You're right. And maybe they're just friends, like, in the game.
In the game, and now that they happen to live in the same town, they're like, mysteriously, they both went, like, he...
Maybe they were friends in the game?
Well, they can be friends in the game, but, like, the odds of them ending up in the same town...
But he arranged that.
Did he?
Jackson.
He has a dad. How does he arrange where his dad goes to work?
I don't know the committee.
The committee controls job hiring.
Because he came and he was like, he made Miki do the, we'll get there.
Okay, so he, okay.
Yeah.
And then Luca just happened to go back to where he lives. So many little conveniences.
Yeah, so then she's like sitting, eating her lunch alone. And then Jackson comes and he's like, I'm a bad guy.
Yes, this was, remember, we were talking about that red flag segment, I was like, this is it. I'm like, if a boy tells you don't be with me, don't be with them.
Okay, so this is actually, I mean, I've had several dumbest lines, but this one, I was like, whoa. So he's like, you're gorgeous when you're annoyed. Your cheeks get all pink and your eyes get squinty. And I was like, she's Asian. Can you say that to her? Like, that seems really rude.
Probably.
Yeah. So they're like flirting. She says his eyes are widely spaced. Which is, like, the weirdest comment.
And not normally when you would, like, if you're...
You're like, oh, like, that's hot.
Yeah, you're gonna list the most attractive facial features. Wide-set eyes.
Yeah. He, like, explains how the drow make you feel pain by looking in your eyes and that it, like short-circuits your optic nerve or something.
Yeah, because it's so... It's like the... Connected. It's like a hole into our brains because our eyes are holes and our optic nerves are close to our brains.
Can't remember. Yeah. And then she asks him about his clearly dead brother and or mother and sister.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't worry about it.
And he's like, but it's also, I'm bad.
I'm bad.
But I'm going to tell you I like you. I'm going to try to be with you, but don't be with me. I'm like, red flag, girl. He's a monster. He's going to manipulate you.
Yeah. So then Carly is pissed. And then they're like, going to fight. And then Jackson's like, let's go on a double date.
Yeah. And see, this was where I was like, if you guys really loved each other, you wouldn't fight it out in the middle of a hallway and during school and be embarrassing. No.
No, that I know. And you just literally just talk about it. Like, yeah. If Carly just freaking said, like,
I like Luca, which is what she likes.
If she said that and then also, like, noticed that Miki is hanging out with Jackson all the gosh dang time.
So she doesn't even like Luca. So fine. Yeah. Everyone's happy.
Yeah. So... Yeah, Carly likes Luca, but is trying to, like, give Miki Luca because she's an idiot. And
oh, yeah. This was a funny comment. Oh. So they get... Wait, what are you going
to say? Wait. I was just going to say, I hate that Jackson, like, resolves her conflict with her friend for her. Mm-hmm. Like, it just annoys me. It's like he, like, steps
in. Well, he's, like, manipulating the situation.
Yeah.
And she's, like... She says, oh, I'm annoyed that he's doing this, but also I'm getting what I want, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah. And it's just, like, just... Why can't you solve your own friend problems. Drama? Yeah.
Which is what you need to know how to do. Yeah. So anyways, what he basically does is, like, he forces her along because he has her backpack. And so Carly gets in the car, and then he puts the backpack in the car. And then Carly's like, wait, what? And Miki's like, no, I'm not going. And then he's like, yes, you are. And then Carly can't get out of the car because the backpack's on the seat. It's, like, mentioned multiple times that Carly's now stuck in the car. Because she can't get past the backpack.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there only one door? Like, how did this car operate? For one, she could open the door on the other side of the car and get out. For two, climb over the backpack. Or pick up the backpack. Move the backpack.
Give the backpack to Miki and then she can leave. And, like, it's weird also because Jackson clearly is like, yeah, we're just going to have this double date. And I was like, you guys know what's happening right now. Yes. How are you surprised by the turn of events that is currently occurring? Yeah, and then she's not even mad at Jackson for resolving her friend fight for her. And then there, sorry, another stupid line. Sorry, I had a lot for this one. I should have written the context, but he asks them something like, what is one thing you'd regret? And like, I don't know.
What is one thing you'd be proud of and one thing you'd regret if you were dying today or whatever?
Yeah. And Luca says, I'd regret betrayal and be proud of friendship. And I was like, what?
Regret betrayal? Like, because he betrays people?
I was like, what? That just the wording of that is so stupid. Like, I can't even describe how much I disliked that sentence. And then I was like, oh, darn, I guess Luca, I don't like him anymore. Her, Miki and Jackson just blip to go see the committee.
Yeah.
Which is weird. This book ends weird.
Yes. Well, that's because there's a sequel we didn't know. There must be one. I didn't.
Yeah, no, there is.
Like, did you look it up?
Well, it says like book one in the game series or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so then they go see the committee, and the committee's awful. They're like, we are everything and
and nothing.
Yeah.
We can't go back in time when you can.
Yeah. And then he's like, you're gonna hate me, oh no, when you talk to the committee, because it's revealed that he deliberately made her get hit by a car so she would join the game.
Yeah.
And this is why I wanted to do this book with you, because I was like, oh my god, what a horrible person. He killed her.
But instead of being pissed, like,
she's not even mad.
They make out.
And he's like, because we have to fight the drow and reasons.
But not even, because he said, and I told them about you, and I was going to make a trade for your life, my life for yours. I was going to get out.
He's such a dick.
Like, he wasn't even just recruiting people to join the fight. Maybe then it might be a little better.
Yeah.
He was put in charge of finding people who had skills that would be helpful in the battle, but no, not that.
Yeah.
He was just like, huh, look, I found a girl who might be good at leadership. Maybe she could take my place and I'd be free.
Yeah, and he specifically, there's like a part where it's like they normally don't take people who are only children so that the families aren't like destroyed. And then it's like, the dad has already lost his wife. And it's like, you're just gonna kill his only child, his only reason for being alive. Like,
it's all pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So then it's revealed. So not only that, the reason why he's been like, I'm such a bad guy, I have bad motives, is because his sister Lizzie, the dream was real, it did happen, they both ended up in the game, and on his first mission, he was being cocky. And he almost went to red. Did we say that if you go to red, you die? Is this the first time we mentioned this?
It's on the watch.
Yes.
It doesn't.
The watch turns red, you die.
Yeah.
And so he's almost at red, but his sister's like, you have the drow eyes. You can suck energy from me. Mm-hmm. So he sucks energy from her and then kills her.
Yeah.
She goes dead.
Yes.
And so,
I thought he was saying, I'm a bad guy because I literally killed you.
Oh, I mean, so many reasons why he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But the reason why he talks about how he's not a team player, I guess, more, is because of that. Because they were a team. That's what she said. We were a team. We worked together. And he killed her.
Yes. And he's been in the game for a long time.
Like, he's been in since he was 12.
Yeah.
And I assumed they were the same age, because they're in the same class, I guess. Yeah. So he's been in for 4 years.
Yeah. Actually, one minor thing I liked about this alien invasion is that it was happening quickly. Like, I get that 4 years isn't like super quickly, but I was like, okay, I would have hated it if they were like, this has been ongoing for the last 30 years or something.
And she questions if that happened, and they're like, no, they've only been here. I think they said 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, it's kind of slow and it's been ramping up or whatever.
They comment about that in the book. I also said, like, that they did answer some of the questions that I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, my first thought when it was teenagers, I was like, why teenagers? Why would you pick teenagers to do this alien battle? And then the committee explained it, and I mean, it wasn't, their explanation was because it's easier for teenagers to travel through time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I guess so. Like, we don't know how time travel works. Maybe it is easier for teenagers.
It's, yeah, something like their brains are more plastic or something.
Yeah, but there were things that I was like, at least they're feeling in these, like...
Yeah, they're trying.
Yes. Okay, so...
So then he tells her he loves her, and then they go back again.
No, they don't go back. They blip to the lobby.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And now Miki is team leader.
And Jackson is gone.
Yeah. And they get new recruits, and they just, like, go on a mission... And I was like, Miki is a better leader than Jackson.
Yeah, because she's being a team.
She's being team orientated.
Yes. She's giving instructions. She's being clear.
Yeah. And so then there's this huge mission that they're doing with, like, multiple teams.
Yeah.
And they're, like, taking out this whole building. And then, yeah, Jackson randomly appears and starts saving her. And
I like how this is, like, the climax. And we're just like,
yeah. And he, like... is dying or
he's
she...
almost red. He's like red with like pecks of orange.
Yeah.
Which means
and she's
basically
like,
dead.
She's like, do the eye zap thing to me.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to kill you too.
And then
she forces him by like giving him her energy. And because they're looking in each other's eyes, he has to take it. And I remember thinking, this is so stupid because she was like, I won't let him look away. And I was like, he could just close his eyes.
And yeah, I wrote, and then it ends, and the last thing I wrote was, wow, this is dumb.
Well, it ends, and they return to the place they were, except for Jackson's not there. So Luca's there. Luca survived the battle, but Jackson's gone.
Yeah.
And she freaks out, and the book is over.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a pretty good one.
And if you enjoyed it, you can read book two. Where did Jackson go?
That's what book two is called. Okay.
But let me see if I have any other comments about Jackson. Mm-hmm. So I have just like points about who they both are as people, Luca and Jackson, because mm-hmm. I had for a while thought, who are we going to pick here?
Who, yeah.
So my first comment with Jackson is also dead. he has muscles. She talks about them pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. He smiles in a lot, but not in a friendly way. In a dark way. What's a dark smile? Like, what character in a movie you're like, oh, that's a dark smile?
I can't.
That's how he smiles anyways. Okay. And she comments on it all the time, and she thinks it's really attractive. And I was like, I don't know what dark smiles are, but I know, like, smiles that scare you and smiles that are like appealing.
Yeah.
And I was like, a dark smile must be more on the scary end, yet she thinks it's really attractive. And then the only other comment was, they talk about what he smells like. Yes.
Thank God. How would I live without it?
Did you miss it?
Yeah, I did miss it.
He smells like citrus. Which is the same smell as his shaving cream. Mm-hmm. She explains why his smell is citrus, which I guess makes sense, because if you smell like lemon, like lemony sweat, you could be like, does he stink or does he smell good? The only other comment I have to say about Luca is that they talk about how he doesn't fart or burp in public.
When do they say that?
I think it's right in chapter one. Mm. They're talking about, like, Luca compared to the other boys at school.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, and she, I think maybe she says it in her head. I can't remember. But it's like, oh, he doesn't fart or burp like the other boys do. So, like, that's good. And they imply that, implying that he's more mature than the other boys. I also comment that he's dead. Yeah, those are my comments, but I think I've said the rest.
Are we doing Jackson or Luca?
Well, we have to do the main character.
Okay, we haven't always.
Well, we did it once, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was foolish of us. Yeah, okay, so Jackson, he's a terrible person.
But is he as bad as Travis Maddox?
Okay, so actually... So he's nowhere, like, Pierrot, Callum, Will Grayson, they're all better.
Yes, for sure.
Jonah.
Yes.
He's better.
Innkeeper is better.
Gatekeeper is this fucking wild card. Fucking.
He's like our gauge. Everyone below Innkeeper is going to have to suck.
Yeah, he is. He's like true neutral. So, Callias. Callias was also bloodthirsty. And he smelled like lavender mint.
Gosh, this is getting harder and harder because you have to also remember the old characters.
Mm-hmm. I think I like just on a personal level, I liked him slightly better than Callias. Callias was like just a little dull for me, I think.
Yeah, I mean, my comment was going to be not about like just gut, but Callias never murdered her.
Yeah, okay, actually, maybe Callias is better.
Callias never murdered his love interest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Travis, like, Chase Yu, he, like, sucks. But, like, Travis is, like, actively abusive.
Yes.
And, like, Jackson is on the, like, actively abusive scale.
Yes. Chase Yu is just, like, non-existent in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I would say just because, like, Jackson's just fresh in my mind. So I think, oh, I must have a better gut feeling about him.
I'm leaning towards putting him above Travis, below Chase.
Okay. Maybe. He actively killed his girlfriend.
Are you going to put him at the end of
not
the...
Not at the... Oh.
Is he worse than Travis?
I think he should go below Chase Yu, because Chase Yu was just like...
He wasn't evil.
He wasn't evil.
I love that our standards literally run from, like, pure good of hero, like, down to, like, actual evil.
But I think I would put him above Travis.
Yeah.
If we're thinking about just, like, his feelings about his evil versus Travis's, I don't really know if Travis, like, thinks he's a bad guy.
No, Travis didn't. Travis thought he was good.
Yeah.
And this, like, Jackson at least feels kind of bad about being evil.
Yeah.
And abusive. Yeah. Okay, we're going to put Jackson there. Yeah, so Jackson comes in at number 8. A spot that Travis used to hold, and now Travis is down. To number 9.
If anyone reads the second book, let us know what happens.
Yeah. If Carly goes, it means Mariah read it. If she didn't, Mariah did not. All right.
That's a wrap.
Bye.